Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 24th to the 27th of November 2025. Can you believe it? It's nearly December. The end of 2025 is but on the horizon. I can't believe it. Where's the year gone, Ree? That's the time of year we start asking things like that, isn't it? Where's the year gone?
I don't know. I always say it. Every year I say it's Christmas all the time. Because it's always Christmas. It's Christmas always.
Have you started your shopping yet?
Yes, I have. I've got some bits and bobs, yeah. Mainly for the children.
You need to start that about your child. Oh, yeah, I suppose you've got
nephews and stuff.
Yeah. You need to start buying the kids about August time now, don't you?
Well, not far off. I was saying last week, though, they get everything they want all the time anyway. There's not that much to... Little bits and bobs, stocking fillers. I've got all those little bits. But I ain't got anything for any, like, adults or anything, so...
No. Well, yeah, I can wait. Really. It's fine. Yeah, I can wait. It's fine.
God, I do need to get you some, actually. I need to think.
Yes. Oh, calendar time soon, Ree. Calendar time. Any time to lose this fabulous calendar of naked men. We will have the final reveal of who the naked man of Wolford is next week. And then certain one of them will just be randomly stuck across my wall for the rest of time. you've been watching I'm a Celebrity, because obviously Shona McGarty and Martin Kemp are in it this year.
Yes, I have. I'm a bit behind, but I've watched a few episodes of it. Yes,
I think Shona's doing very well. She's
very likable. She's
lovely. She is lovely. And really what like a her. Set of pipes on that girl, I tell you.
Oh yeah, she's got Whitney had a moment, didn't she? Don't forget.
Moment. I remember that storyline all too well. The summer of Whitney being a professional singer. Yeah. Yes. But she is very, very good, and she's doing very, very well in there. There seems to be, and I don't want to spoil things for you, Ree, because I know you're a few days behind, there does seem to be a bit of a romance developing between her and H, the rapper.
Oh, it's all over social media, even if you are behind, you can't miss that. Hey, everyone's saying they need to do a duet when they come out. I agree. Be great.
I can't imagine showing her rapping, though.
No, she shouldn't have to rap. Oh, you're not into musics, are you? You not heard that song you musics. Did musics.
Musics.
He did that song with Anne Marie, didn't he? I could imagine Shona doing one like that with him and it maybe. Working really well. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Personally, I think she can do better than H myself, but that's just my opinion.
I love H. Gio itself.
I know, don't get me wrong, I've looked on social media and I'm very much in the minority with it, but he just annoys me. I just find him quite obnoxious. I don't know why. It's just me.
Do you know why? I know why, because you're getting old. Yes. Rob.
Can't be doing with all these young rapper types, gangster fellows. Can't be doing with that.
Gangster fellows.
Fellows.
Oh dear.
So there we go. Right. Oh, onto this week is there. Onto this week's EastEnders. Busy old week, yes, actually. Quite a lot's been kicking off this week. Zoe storyline continues. Have we had a reveal of who this stalker is?
No, we haven't. Oh my God. Do you care anymore?
Let me tell you, the last line of the week was Zoe turns around to Kat and goes, "This is never going to stop, is it?" The whole of the viewing public went, "Tell me about it." Yeah, we know how you feel.
We know.
We can sympathise.
Yeah. We'll get to it, won't we? We'll get to the theories.
We'll get to it right away, because that's our first topic of discussion in this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, so let's kick off this week. We're talking about Zoe. So, Jean remains a top suspect after the reveal, the fake reveal, of last week with the earring. She started wearing these earrings this week. Did you notice? They do not suit her at all.
Right. And I knew you wouldn't have picked up on this. And you're probably going to go, you're overanalyzing things.
No,
but
not at
I don't
all.
Care.
I promise I won't.
Did you notice what else Jean was wearing this week? She had a full Stacey outfit on, literally head to toe, by the way, except for the headband, literally. Yeah. She was wearing Stacey's shiny black leggings, one of her red tops, and then her earrings. Because I remember when she said, these aren't my earrings, they're Stacey's, I've been wearing them because I miss her. And then she was head to toe in Stacey's outfit. I was like, is there something in this? Why is she just wearing Stacey's clothes?
Think she might be having an episode.
It's odd. It wasn't a very Jean outfit. It was very much a Stacey outfit.
Yeah,
just decided, if you're not here, I'm going to raid your wardrobe. And it's just
fair. She's fair. Yeah. Stacey's got some gorgeous clothes. Well, what I would say is that it would make sense for her to be doing that. I could see Jean doing that, to be fair. Like, if she misses Stacey that much, I'm just going to wear her clothes, including her earrings. I can see that. Kind of.
Yeah, it just... It just struck me very apparently of that's a Stacey outfit, and that is not something Jean'd wear, but I don't know
Fair
if there's
enough.
anything in
I know
that you
she didn't
said.
have a pink fluffy coat on this week, did she?
No, I
No.
don't. No, she didn't this week, no. But yeah,
No.
it was very odd. Anyway, go on.
Nobody else is convinced it's Jean, which the rest of the family are sort of like, no, we know Jean. This isn't her style. No, even if she was in the middle of an episode, she wouldn't be doing any of this crap. So stop
I
this
just think she'd
nonsense, please.
admit it if
Of
she'd
course
been
she would.
caught
She'd be like,
anyway,
yeah,
wouldn't
it's
she?
me. And
Yeah.
what? And what are you
Yeah.
gonna do? Yeah,
I'm
she
going to
wouldn't
carry
lie
on
about
doing it,
it.
even though you know it's
Yeah,
me.
yeah.
Yeah.
She would. She would. She would literally
Yeah.
send photos like, you don't know who it is.
Love Jean, kiss, kiss.
Love question mark.
Yeah.
So with everybody sort of against her and sort of not believing Jean, she kind of turns to Anthony, who she well, for a start, she massively changes her tune this week, she's noticed. Because a few weeks ago when Anthony made a mood on her, she was like, no, get away from me. And now this
Yeah.
week she was running up straight up to bed with him.
Yeah, well, I think she's got to know him again, though, a bit. I think it were a bit soon for him to have made a move for the week, and now they've been getting a bit closer again, I guess,
Yes,
and the
yes.
trust has built. I mean, the edit, God, they want us to think it's Anthony, don't they, after
But I
this
mean,
week?
I'm trying to work out like what else. Like, it, I agree with you. It doesn't feel like Anthony is responsible for everything. But at the same time, it's sort of like, well, clearly he is developing some sort of unhealthy obsession with
Obsession.
Zoe. Because the weird thing is that he's been telling Kat about the fact that she reckons that Zoe is having a mental breakdown, and yet he seems to be the one having a mental
Well, and then he's
breakdown.
jumped it, and then he's jumped into bed with her, which if
Yeah.
he genuinely believes that, then he's kind of taken advantage of her, perhaps. If he genuinely believes she'd been having a mental
I don't
breakdown.
think he does believe that she's having a mental breakdown because
No,
otherwise,
I don't.
because the Anthony that we've known up to now, I don't feel like would sleep with somebody that he thinks is having a mental breakdown.
Well, number one, he's got photos of her on his
Yeah, what's
laptop.
that
Now,
about?
right, if he'd have been looking through Facebook, it wouldn't have
Yeah.
seemed that odd, would it? It'd have been like, oh, he's looking at pictures of her. But it's
No,
like the fact that he's
ex-stalking.
downloaded them and saved
Yeah.
them to his laptop.
Yeah.
But is that just because he's a bit older and he's like,
You'll
oh,
forget what she looks
right
like.
click, save image?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't realise I can just keep going on Facebook every time if I want. Is it one of those situations?
Well,
Oh, go on.
the pictures turn up at the vic at the end of the week. So, and that presumably is from Anthony, but at the same time,
Yes.
it's sort of like, why though? Like, why? Like, we learn a bit more kind of about what was going on with Anthony
Yeah.
this week because him and Sophie are really kind of at loggerheads. There's issues with the
Yeah, about the
kids.
kids.
And Yolandi is sort of like, because Yolandi and Patrick basically catch Zoe sneaking out of the house the next morning. And then Yolandi does not approve whatsoever, by the way. Yolandi is
Yeah,
quite
she really don't
outraged.
like Zoe, does
No,
she?
quite outraged by the whole thing. Patrick's more along the lines of, well, man, guy, get on with it.
I think Patrick's just a bit like, well,
What are you
he's
doing
old
that
enough to
for?
make his own mind up. He's a
Yeah.
fully grown adult. I can't
Yeah.
tell him what he can and can't do at the end of
Or who he
this.
can and can't do, exactly.
Indeed.
I don't know. It feels like this should be the answer to it all, but at the same time, it kind of
Right.
doesn't feel like the answer at all.
So, in my opinion,
Go
if the
on.
photos are Anthony, he hasn't been doing it all along. He's
Right.
tried to make a move on Zoe. She's pushed him away. So now, maybe none of it before was him, but he sent the photos because then it means that Zoe will come back to him because he's gained that trust with her. So maybe he's going to start doing things from now so that Zoe will come to him again, if that
So
makes sense. So maybe he's not done it all before.
what you reckon that he's sort of adapting copycat sort of techniques in order to bring Zoe closer as the person that she trusts?
But
And then.
if the photos are him, yes.
But is he really that obsessed with her?
I mean, he seems it. Let's be honest.
He
Even.
does seem it. I kind of got the vibe
Is he
this
obsessed with
week.
the past? Not
Well,
Zoe? Do you know what I
this is kind
mean?
of what I'm thinking. Like, it feels really unlike Anthony. Not that Anthony has ever been a character that we could like list off all of his
Yeah.
personality traits. You know, he's not like
Yeah.
a particularly sort of layered character in that
Yeah.
respect, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But I would say that this like whole stalking thing doesn't seem like his sort of modus operandi.
Maybe it ain't him then.
But then what the
I
hell
mean,
is
the fact they wanted us to make they wanted us to think it was Anthony so much this week that I don't think it is him anyway.
But they
But
gave us like the whole
the
photo thing
photos.
would suggest that it definitely is him. Unless they are literally just trying like next week somebody else will be doing loads of weird stuff.
Yeah. I think maybe, like I say, if the photos were Anthony, that's why he just thought, right, I need to send something else so that she comes running back to me, kind of thing.
But I think the photos were Anthony because they were the same
Yeah, the
photos
same ones that we were
that we
looking
saw
at.
on the laptop.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I
So why else
can't.
would they put that in if they didn't want
Yeah,
us to
yeah.
know that it was him, not just
I
Vince?
feel like Anthony. There's something else going on that we don't know about Anthony. That maybe Zoe has mucked up something in his past, or mucked up something in his marriage, or some or somehow. I don't know how that would work,
Had a
but.
secret child of his.
Well, there's a possibility. We'll talk
Still
about
out there,
Jasmine.
isn't it?
Well, we'll talk about Jasmine in a minute because I feel like that sort of tilted back into this direction again this week.
Interesting,
But yeah, at the moment, it just sort of seems that like Anthony is the stalker. But it feels like nothing, like the photo thing, yeah. But it feels like nothing else that the stalker has done
yeah.
so far works with Anthony whatsoever.
So maybe that's what it is. So there is another stalker, but Anthony's done the photos, surely.
It's all getting very complicated for no reason
Yeah.
whatsoever, though, isn't it?
Or maybe Anthony's the one having a psychotic episode and he has been doing it all along.
There is that possibility. I mean, I wouldn't want him as my GP.
Either way, to be fair, we are obsessive is getting. You probably won't want him to
Is
be a
the thing,
GP right
like,
now.
all of it obsessive to this degree just doesn't feel like Anthony whatsoever. So I feel like there must be something else going on. Like, they brought Anthony back for a reason. And if you're bringing a character like Anthony back, you're not bringing him back to completely and utterly change his personality, are you? So what the hell is going on?
Maybe we need to just know what's been going on more with his like wife
Yeah.
and kids, and then we might go, oh, it makes sense now.
Oh, maybe. But then, right, so are you still sticking with, if it's not Anthony doing everything, are you still sticking with Sam?
Yeah, sure.
I
I
still
don't really
I
care anymore if I'm honest,
Yeah, I know what
but
you mean,
yeah,
but
if I
like
had to, Sam.
yeah, if you had to take a guess. I don't know. I feel like there's no other reason for Sam to want to cut to need to come back. So it feels like Sam must be
No.
involved in this somewhere along the line.
Yeah, surely. And it makes sense. She's bitter. She's in the Queen Vic.
Yeah.
Again, at one point, I did go when you said about Kat last week, but it feels like she wouldn't scare Zoe this much. But it did cross my mind after you'd said it. I'm like, could it? Would it? Would she?
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't know. I guess we'll see eventually at some point soon. Hey, it's nearly Christmas. I'm sure we'll find out by then, I would hope.
And I'll tell you what, they won't be getting any CCTV, no matter what happens.
No,
They
God
still won't
no.
get one
God
camera
no.
installed
God
in
no.
that pub.
No pub in the world of soap has got CCTV installed, though, to be fair.
No,
Rovers hasn't
well.
got it. The Ball Pack hasn't got it. The Dog and Pond in Hollyoaks sure as hell hasn't got it. And if anything, they could do with it.
Yeah, definitely. No,
So.
I know.
No, there
Doesn't
you go.
help the
It's just
plot,
not a
does
thing.
it?
It does not. If you start putting cameras up everywhere, you're cutting your plots down by about
There's
75%.
basically no
There's
mystery in
no
anything,
point.
is
It's no
there?
point doing a soap if you haven't got your
No,
CCTV,
basically.
basically. There we are then. So we'll see where that storyline eventually trails to. Ladies and gentlemen, let's now move on to the next story. Vicky and Ross now are starting to sort of. Like, repair their relationship, mend it. They're sort of starting to go around each other's orbit again. And Vicky, I think, is
We're just
slightly
going to say they're orbiting
thawing,
then.
orbiting, orbiting.
Yeah, they
Yes.
are.
And I think that Vicky's starting to melt a little bit towards Ross again, despite, you
Yeah.
know, the spectre of Zach hanging over her.
Well, this is it, or will she be able to resist? Because I'm not so
Of course,
sure.
not. Why would you? How could you?
I don't know. I do like her and Ross, though, to be fair. Forget
Well,
Joel, which is what they'll need
yeah,
to do.
they kind of need to forget about Joel,
Yeah.
although Joel's not going to make that easy with the court case sort of looming over them. I kind of think that, I mean, she's not going to be able to resist Zach for much longer. And Zach now, you can see it in his eyes. He's now got her in his sights, hasn't he?
He's
Like,
getting jealous, isn't he?
oh yeah. And it's like,
Yeah.
this isn't over by any stretch of the imagination.
No. He's like, oh, come on, we were so close just once at least
Yeah,
before you get
just
back with him.
the classic phrase in that scenario is let's just do it once and get it out of our systems.
Yeah, get it out of our systems.
Get it out of
Yeah,
our
just the
systems and then we won't
once.
want to go near each other ever again.
Yeah.
Works all the time.
Well, I think, to be fair, I think Vicky's going to really try with Ross, and then I think she'll get to a point where she's like, it's just, I can't look past Joel. That's all I can see. I think she's going to really, really try. Then potentially she'll get with Zach. Well, there's a bit of a crossover, even though her
Yeah.
and Ross are taking it kind of slow.
And then Ross will find out about it, and then he'll go against Vicky, and then that'll go to shit in the courtroom, won't it?
Possibly,
He'll find
but.
out during trial week.
Yeah, maybe, which will make him act impulsively, feel
Yeah.
really sorry for Joel in the
Yeah.
moment, kind of
Yeah.
thing. Because I
Yeah.
can't imagine if he had time to dwell on it, I don't think he would, but like you say, if it happens during the trial
Impulsively.
week,
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah, I could see that.
Some nice stuff with Vicky and Chelsea this week, I thought.
Yeah, I'm here for
I
that.
quite
Nice
like this new
little.
character. I quite like enjoy this new character of Chelsea. I hope they make her a regular. Do you know what I mean?
Well, she's had a bit of a switch, hasn't she, from last week where she were going out on this date with married man, and now she's, I don't know, it
Yeah,
felt
now she's
like
like
even that
really
were a bit of a
sage with
switch.
her man advice. Like, oh, I know these things, Vicky.
Yeah,
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 trust me,
yeah.
trust me. Did you realise that Vicky Chelsea's appearances this year are in the 30s?
Yeah, I can believe that. She's
That's
hardly been in it at
insane, isn't it?
all.
That's not a lot. I hope this is the start of her sort of starting to appear a bit more, because Chelsea's
Yeah.
great. I really like Chelsea, and I want to see a lot more of her. She deserves like a massive
I
storyline to
agree.
herself.
Yeah. No, I agree. She's been missing. Go on.
Talking to Chelsea though, there was a weird line this week. Did you pick up on this? You know exactly what I'm going to
Yes.
say. Yeah, when they were
Yeah.
talking about Gray, and Chelsea turned around to Vicky and was talking about telling her about Gray, and then she said, "Oh, and he killed his wife." Well, he
Well,
may
he
as
may
well
as
have
well.
done. What about he
Yeah.
may as well have done? He pushed her on top of a dishwasher and then left her to die. And you, Chelsea, recorded a confession of him saying that.
Yeah, it was weird. It was very odd that she said it like, well, he may as well. Because then I were like, wait, hang on. Did she just fall on the dishwasher then?
No,
Because is that
he
why she's
looked
saying it?
like she
But yeah, she
flew across the
recorded.
room. Yeah, no, he
Yeah.
literally recorded, like, there was a recorded confession that Chelsea made where Gray told her everything, and Chelsea knows that. So there's no, he might have well have done. Like, no, he actually did, and you should know that.
Yeah, it was quite an odd line. Yeah.
Yeah. Odd. But other than
Anyway.
that, I really like the Vicky and Chelsea dynamic. I quite like that they're going to become quite good mates. They're both very feisty, and they're both,
Yes.
neither of them care less about sort of going in all guns blazing, which is could
Yeah.
be a really kind of fun pairing as
Well, I'm
friendship.
also thinking that they could clash a bit as well, which should be quite fun
Yeah.
if they have their odd little disagreements and then they make up.
Yeah.
But also, Chelsea's quite close to Zach, isn't she? You know, like they've worked together and stuff. So I
Yeah,
wondered
I
if
can see that.
she'll
Yeah,
find
yeah.
out about
I hope
Vicky and
so.
Zach,
I
and
hope so.
that she'll start trying to advise on that,
I
maybe.
do hope so. And I do really, really like Chelsea behind the bar of the of Harry's barn, by the way. I think she
Yeah.
really works in that environment,
Yeah.
and like she's not afraid to like kind of gob off at the customers that are, you know, at misbehaving or anything like that. She works really nicely in that environment. So,
Do you
and
know
I've
what,
always
though?
go on.
Sorry, I was just going to say she didn't know how to use a measurer, though. So she's giving away those profits. Let me tell you, I don't know how she's still bumming her a job there. She
Did
just pours them out.
you were sacked by now,
That's
would you?
about a double. About a
You were
double, yeah.
sacked by now, Ari.
If I saw someone doing that with a whiskey
Yeah.
bottle, yeah. Where's your
Yeah.
measurer or your speed pourer so that you can at least, you
Maybe
know,
that's what she thinks she's
measure it in
doing.
that
She's
way?
speed pouring. Like, I'll have
Well,
a pint of
you need a
vodka, please.
pourer.
Yeah. How does it work then, the whole sort of measuring thing? Is it sort of like, do you have to like learn? I've seen like people pour it into a shot glass, and then that's one serving, and
Yeah,
then
so that's
that how
one.
it
You can do
works.
it in a little measure, so a short
Yeah.
measure, pour it in and then pour it into the glass. I could actually, did you know that I can actually speed pour? I don't need a measure. If I've got a speed pourer on the bottle, I can do it to exactly a single or a double.
What's a speed pourer?
Oh, how do I describe that to people who are also very aware that we're it's like a little thing that you put in the top. It's like a nozzle, if you
Right.
like. A
Okay.
little nozzle that you put on the top of the bottle. I'll
Right.
send you a picture in a bit.
Okay,
And then
thanks.
you turn it upside down, but depending on, so you can get like a medium speed pourer or a fast one. So I use medium ones. If I've got a medium speed pourer, I can just turn it upside down, one, two, three, single, one, two, three, four, five, double. Or you can
There
feel
you
the
go.
bubbles that come out. Anyway, there you go, yeah.
Fascinating. So
Yes.
there we are then.
It looks cool when you
It
do
looks
it.
cool. I bet it does. You
Yeah.
can't do that whole sort of like chucking bottle things around
No,
though.
can you imagine me trying? No, I can't, I'm afraid.
You and your
The
dyspraxic arms,
speed pour, that's about it.
like,
Yeah, exactly.
I beg of you to try that one day. It would make me laugh a lot. Right, so there we go then. So that's but there that was basically it for this storyline
Yeah.
this week. The sort of Ross and Vicky
Well,
looking again and
there
that
was the
hanging around.
little moment as well when Chelsea was round and Ross turned up with the beers and she sent him away. And
Yeah.
then afterwards she was like, oh, did I overstep? And I was like, I'm so confused. Did she overstep? Are we supposed to think that she
Did she
overstepped in
overstep?
that moment?
I don't think I would have done it if I was in Chelsea's position at that moment. Because if
No.
Vicky had said that she'd invited him round, I'd be like,
Yeah.
right, well, that's your choice then. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't
Yeah.
personally have stepped in and sent him away. Especially stepped in and sent him away. I'll have your beers though, thank you very much. I might
Just
have done
thought it
that.
were odd that she like sent him away, then told her, and then were like, "Oh, I overstepped, didn't I?" And they were like, "Yeah, you did overstep." Is it just to show that they can be honest with each other? I don't know. It just
Yeah,
all
it's a
felt, yeah,
friendship thing, isn't
okay.
it? It's a
All
friendship
right,
thing.
fair
Yeah,
enough.
yeah.
All
So
right,
there we go.
all
We'll see
right,
what
fine.
happens there. Right, on to kind of like the other small story around the week, and this was Kim and Howie. So Kim has basically managed to get herself cancelled this week. I must be honest,
Again.
I thought all this was quite funny. I did
Yeah,
like
I
this bit.
did.
I thought it was quite well done. So she has obviously been having all these sponsorships and everything like that, and the whole Kimfluencer thing, which has been going on.
Hashtag
Like,
ad.
how long has she been doing this Kimfluencer thing now? It feels like it's been a good few years now she's been doing
Yeah,
this thing.
too right. She's getting some
Yeah.
sponsors then and some ads
About
out of
time.
it.
Where are ours?
Yeah.
But thank you, by the way.
How
Give us
many
some
followers has she
sponsors.
actually got? Do we
I don't know. The
know?
implication is that she's like the next GK Barry or something like that, isn't it?
I in my head she's got about 14,000.
14
So
followers.
like no
14. That's
14,000.
a
So
very
like,
specific
a
number.
fair bit. I
Yeah,
don't
not
know, she's got
bad.
that in my head.
Just
Yeah.
slightly more than
But
we've
not
got.
enough
Yeah.
that you would consider it to be,
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Elaine kind of hires her this week, basically, because Peacock's Palace, which is a hotel boutique,
Yes.
is going to be opening soon. And so she wants Kim to sort of do a social post about it. And so Kim does. Doesn't let Elaine say a single word about the whole thing, that she's purely camera hogging. And then when when she thinks the record is over, Howie's recording it. And then when she thinks the stream's over, she immediately then starts slacking off all her followers, calling them all sheep and saying that whatever she says, they'll just do as they're told because they're all really brain dead and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then realizes that the stream has picked up everything that she's just said, and now her followers all hate her. Honest to God,
Yeah.
listeners, you should hear what Ree says about you lot when the record button's not on. Let me tell you. Honestly, she's
Thank
harsh.
God we don't live stream, eh,
I
Ro?
know,
Blimey,
I know.
eh? Would have been
Honestly,
cancelled about three
years
times
ago.
over.
Honestly, we'd have got to about episode three. And so basically, she loses all her sponsorship deals. And so
Yeah.
Howie then, because obviously it's all his
Now
fault.
we've got no more money at all,
No
have
money coming
we?
in whatsoever. Which returning to this after I feel like a good few months now, is Howie being a post delivery person, and he's basically taking parcels and then like looking on his app to see how much the parcels are worth, and then just pocketing the parcels and presumably selling it on.
Yeah, how long is he going to get away with that for?
It's
Surely.
Christmas. You would someone when I had a PS5 delivered, someone tried to do that to me once.
What, the delivery person?
Yeah.
How did you get it back then? Like, how did
Well,
you get it sorted?
we had like a few things arriving that day, and so we and it because it tells you when your thing's arriving, like your guy's coming down the street now, or your guy's like one stop away or something. And so he came to the stop and he delivered. Like, I think Mum had ordered something else as well, so she took her thing, and then I was like, "You got a PlayStation as well?" It was like, and then it looked incredibly dodgy. All of a sudden, he was like, "No." I was like, I was just showing him the thing. I was just like, "Yes, you have, mate. Let's not try this game. Thank you very much." And so he sort of like begrudgingly leaned over his van. I was like, "Oh yeah, that's there. Yeah, cheers." I was like, "Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, that is, yeah,
Soon report along."
blatantly. Because otherwise he would have just got it off at van straight away and brought it to you.
Soon
Oh.
reported
But
him. Let me tell you.
they can't get away with it for that long, can they? Because you'd
Well,
think that they'd soon
not
go,
when
oh,
there's
look, all
detectives
these
like me around,
people.
Ray.
But you go, oh, all these people who've been having their purse delivered or their parcels delivered by Howie, half of them aren't receiving them. Wonder
Well,
what's
yeah.
going on there.
Also, all of his deliveries are happening in the square where he
Yeah.
lives. And they're gonna be
Yeah.
like, "Oh yeah, Harry, who's like my
Okay,
next
have
door
that.
neighbour,
Yeah.
he's delivering all of these." And
Yeah.
also, weirdly, they haven't arrived, and yet I've been told that they have. So
Do you know what gets me? They have to take photos, don't they, these days?
yes,
Do you know the amount of times where they just take a photo of it in front of my shut front door? And it's
yeah. Whether you're
like,
in or not,
yeah. And then you could go, well, oh, I'm not in. And then one of your neighbours robs it, or, someone walking up the street robs it. And then they go, oh, well, I delivered it. Oh, right. Yeah. Picture outside my shut door.
have you ever had a picture been sent to your phone saying we've delivered your parcel and it's not your door?
Yes, I had
Yeah,
it. They put it in my neighbour's blue bin. I'm like, why are
I've
you
had
putting it
one.
in my neighbour's blue
Oh
bin?
no, I've had one. I've had one from like four streets away.
Honestly.
Honestly,
Honestly.
honestly, so no wonder how he gets away with it. So presumably he's been doing this now for a number of months since we started
Yeah.
to realise that this is kind of what his plan was. So
Oh, has he? Because this is the thing, like you say, we've not seen him in ages. Did he go straight and he's just been doing normal deliveries, but now Kim's lost this
Yeah,
sponsorship
I
stuff,
got
he's
the
going to
set.
start robbing again or something.
Yeah, because it's not like Kim. Well, yeah, because they got the car, didn't they? And then we haven't really seen anything of Howie
Yeah,
since
but
then.
the car was from Patrick's money, weren't it?
Yeah, I think so. So yeah, but she got like some stuff from it, didn't she? Like I think she,
He
yeah,
was still, he did it a
because he
couple of
bought,
times.
because like yeah, she broke her camera, didn't she? So he got her a new camera.
That
That was
worked.
it. And then we haven't seen anything from it since. So I wonder whether like he got the camera and was sort of like, right, I got away with that. I won't do it again now.
Been
And then
carrying it on.
yeah, and now this has happened. It's like, right, I better start doing that again in the run up to Christmas when everyone's sending all their gifts and everything. So I can't see him getting away with this for long, basically.
No, me neither. Unless, I mean, whatever delivery company it is, they
Yeah.
need to really do some more vetting before they hire if he does.
He did overhear Anthony on the phone this week when he was just
Oh,
about to nick
yes.
this jewelry, which kind of the way it was framed kind of suggested Anthony didn't see him listening, but it kind of suggested to me that there is going to be some sort of Howie v. Anthony thing starting to appear soon. So, I mean, I don't know how any of this is going to play out in terms of Anthony's apparent obsession with Zoe and then, you know, Howie
Well,
being a thief, but.
maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's going to find out the truth about Howie having the money from Patrick.
Yeah.
And then he's going to find out that actually Anthony's sent those photos and the card to Zoe, maybe. And then it's
Maybe.
just going to be a case of they both have info on each other and then,
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
hold it against
Maybe.
one another.
Is this the end of the Kinfluencer?
No, of course it's
Or has
not.
she been a
She'll
bit.
bounce right back.
Well, I was just sort of thinking, I loved her apology, I have to say.
Genius.
Really liked that. Yeah, to be fair, like the whole Kimfluencer thing mostly irritates me because I find Kim quite annoying when she's in Kimfluencer mode. But I thought all of this was quite funny this week. I did enjoy it. It was like nice to have scenes
I
where
don't
Kim
mind
was
her
really funny again.
kinfluencing.
Yeah, it's moments
Maybe
where
it's the
like
term
she'll.
kinfluencing as well. Like maybe if they just called it something
Yeah,
else, it wouldn't feel as
like
bad. Yeah.
if you heard somebody called the Kimfluencer on, like, you would be like, I'm not
Yeah.
following you. You sound ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
It's moments when Kim is like sort of like being a massive gossip and like sort of streaming fights and stuff in the square and doing all of that kind of thing. And it's sort of
Ah, I've
like,
got you. Yeah.
I like no TikToker and Urvax like that, do they?
I don't know. I don't know.
I
I've
mean,
seen some things on my For You page a couple of
yeah, I
times. But
mean,
no, not consistent. I know what you mean. There's a
yeah,
time and a place, isn't there?
yeah.
And do people who are actually trying to be an influencer, in inverted
Yeah,
commas,
it feels like
go
in a
out and do
world
that?
where, yeah, it feels like in a world where sort of mental health is really being paid attention to. Some of the stuff that Kim gets up to and films, I feel like she wouldn't have a lot of her followers would be like, what are you doing, love? That's really
And
out of
considering
order.
her own history
Yeah,
with the mental
exactly.
health as well,
Yeah.
yeah, I know what you mean. But no, I didn't mind this. I found it
Yeah.
all quite funny actually, and quite believable
Yeah, and
as well, which was great.
I thought that Elaine and Kim bounced off each other quite well as well. I thought that was really like,
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
can't help it. Every single time that we get a like Elaine name, getting her name wrong, it's Elaine.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, it shouldn't, but maybe I'm just really easily amused. But it just makes me laugh every single
No, I
time.
agree. I
I
still
love
find
it.
it funny. Yeah, I still
It's
find it funny.
such a ridiculous running gag, and Kim's inability to get anybody's name right makes zero sense in considering, but it just makes me
But
laugh.
it's a bit like the By Felicia, isn't it? It's a bit like that. Like for it's like quite on brand for Kim. So like By Felicia, the idea is it's like By Felicia or whatever your name is because you're
Just not
so
paying attention
unimportant to
enough.
me.
Just not pay. Yeah,
Yeah,
just not paying
because
attention enough.
the world revolves around me almost. It's a bit like that for Kim, isn't it? Like, I don't need to learn your name, but
Yeah,
Janice, whatever
I
it
could.
is with the
Yeah,
D,
I
and
could all just about understand the Lorraine Elaine thing. I could understand, but when she was calling Janine Janice, it's sort of like they're nothing alike. And Janine
well,
is
you can
an
kind of
in.
see it is a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's the fact that Janine is an infamous enough name around that square. Like she's caused enough drama around that square. Like I don't feel like you would get Janine's name wrong.
But also, they were like quite good friends, weren't they,
Yeah,
as
exactly. And then
well?
she still didn't bother to
Intriguing.
learn her name. there we go. Then it's funny. Right, just before we get to arguably, I'd say the biggest storyline of the week, let's have a bit of a discussion. Big reveals here about Jasmine. So, has Jasmine's sort of motives been revealed this week? Is she a forgery? What do you reckon? I don't think she is.
I don't know. I don't know. But then why was she so bothered about Cindy all this time? Because there's no denying that. Do you think she just loved the drama?
Yeah,
And
I actually got the idea this week that she couldn't care less about Cindy and that she's doing something else, which kind of made me lean towards is she interested more in Zoe?
Interesting. Now, I wouldn't be surprised because it's almost been too obvious that she's been bothered about Cindy. But then, like, why has she, like I say, is it just because she just wanted to know all goss on Cindy then? She just wanted the tea
I
on
mean,
a
to be
boss kind
fair,
of
if
thing.
you met a boss like Cindy, who was apparently faked her own death and like lived a separate life somewhere else for years and years and had like caused no end of drama in the place that you're now living, you'd kind of be kind of like, go on, tell us the goss. Like,
Intrigued.
what have you been doing? Like, tell us all the drama, spill the tea.
True.
Yeah, some really interesting stuff with this week. Obviously, Cindy, we had Cindy back in petrified mode again.
Of course, yeah. Bless her. She don't catch a break, does she,
Doesn't
our
catch a break.
Cindy?
No, she's always got. I love the fact that when she fell down those stairs, the first thing Anna said when she'd heard that Cindy had been attacked. What, again? Has she been attacked again? What are you talking about? Cindy,
How
not in
many
that long,
times?
honestly. Yeah, this all kind of plays out because Jasmine's documentation arrives, and she basically her NH not her NHS number, her national insurance number hasn't really kind of
It
computed.
doesn't
It
match
doesn't
her
work.
name.
Doesn't match her name. But it's also revealed that she isn't faking her name this week. So why would that happen?
Well, maybe she's faked a surname, or she's given the wrong. So she's faked a surname. So maybe it is.
She's not a
Maybe it's
Fisher.
Slater. Maybe it's,
Maybe it's Mitchell. Maybe she's Ronnie and Roxy's daughter.
What, both of them?
Yeah, both of them. Both of them. So what happens is because Lauren discovers the keys that she nicked off Anthony last week. I thought that Lauren kind of, I mean, I get, obviously, she needed to overreact to the situation, but I do think she slightly overreacted at the moment where, because Jasmine, all Jasmine turned around and said was, I found him in the street. To anybody else, I think at that moment you'd go, all right, fair play. But Lauren didn't believe a word she said for no reason whatsoever, I kind of thought.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. Maybe it's because Lauren had already got a sus like, because enough people had been saying they were suspicious of Jasmine that she
But
went, all right, yeah, no,
she'd
this
only just
is.
said that Jasmine could move in. She was like, oh, yeah, I like you. Yeah, you're good for Oscar.
Yeah, I know,
And
I
then.
know. Or she just didn't believe her. She was just like, that sounds like a
Yeah,
lie.
but that is also the same excuse she uses to Anthony later on in the week when she returns the keys to him.
Well, yeah, true, but
No, there you go.
Lauren didn't actually do it, did she? In fair, she did genuinely just find the
Yeah,
keys,
she
I
did
guess,
generally just find
technically.
them. Yeah. So she confronts Jasmine with this, and then she basically discovers that Jasmine is a wrong'un. And so her and Cindy, who's now out of, basically team up. And go to meet Jasmine's mum. They find Jasmine's mum. And it turns out that Jasmine has got a bit of a dark side.
Apparently, which I thought, by the way, all of this was quite odd for a mum to be saying about a daughter that's so young. I thought we were a bit harsh almost.
Well, we don't know what she's been
So,
up to.
well, we don't, but then a part of me questioned a mum as well. And look, I don't know, it just seems odd that you'd just wash your hands of your 19-year-old daughter and pretty much tell
Well,
some strangers that she's evil.
from what we know is that her ex-husband is the dodgy one, and
Apparently,
maybe
yeah.
Jasmine's got herself all mixed up with whatever's going on there. It certainly seems that if this has got anything to do with the Fords, and considering the amount of attention that was paid to the Fords this week, kind of makes me think that it isn't anything to do with the Fords whatsoever. Mary certainly couldn't care less.
I know, until she got attacked, and then she's like, oh, yeah,
Yeah,
maybe I should have listened
maybe I
to you,
should pay
actually,
attention.
yeah.
Yeah. Cindy does end up getting attacked this week because she confronts Jasmine, and Jasmine basically pushes her away. They're at the top of the Albert stairs,
Which were fair enough, I thought, in that
well, yeah,
situation as
because she
well.
was like,
Cindy were
"Chuck,
really coming at her.
this is what I mean." And I sort of, it
Yeah.
wasn't an attack, was it? Like it was framed like it was an
No.
attack, but it was like self-defense. It was like, "Can you get away from me?" And then she just
Yeah,
did quite a
yeah.
spectacular roly-poly down the stairs.
I do think Cindy needs to stay away from these like metal
Stairs
staircases
in
at night,
general,
doesn't she? Yeah.
yeah, just
We're Kojo
remain
lash
on
here.
level ground for the rest of your life,
Yeah.
Cindy,
When
love.
you're having
Yeah,
an argument with somebody,
yes,
stay on level ground.
never go near stairs when you're having an
Yeah.
argument.
Yeah.
Yes, and so she ends up in hospital again. and Jasmine is sort of on the run after that. Oscar kind of gets persuaded that, you know, maybe Jasmine isn't everything that she says she is, and he kind of says, you know what, maybe I kind of need to sort of let you go. And he's really heartbroken about it. I did feel sorry for Oscar this week. He's a good egg deep down, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And but I feel like Jasmine's been quite genuine with Oscar though as well. I
I
don't feel
yeah,
like
I
she has been
wasn't.
using him that
Yeah,
much.
no, up to now, up to this week, I wasn't sure whether Jasmine even gave that much of a toss about him, but actually it does seem this week that she's really quite fond of him. So
Yeah, I think she is as well. Even if she had initially been, it transpires, yeah, she was after Cindy and she used Oscar because she knew he were close to her. I still think that you could say that She just developed feelings along the way anyway. I feel like she's quite genuine towards Oscar.
So do I. And so then Jasmine basically makes a run for it, and it's the last we see of her of the week until she briefly goes and visits Cindy in hospital. Now, that's the way she was framed looked really sinister in the doorway, didn't it? But I do sort of wonder whether that was just her sort of like going, yeah, you're the reason, I'm the reason you're in here. Are you all right? Are you alive? Right,
Yeah, going to
fine.
check
And
on her.
then, yeah, and then leaving. And Cindy
Well,
was
that,
sort of like in and out of consciousness and sort of saw her, but isn't sure that she saw her.
but that is why she went really to visit her, because she didn't do anything untoward while she were there.
No,
So it
she's not like
doesn't
she went
like she
towards
did
her with
just
a.
go to check. Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't go
So
towards her
she
with a
just went to
pillow or
check.
anything. Yeah. So I don't think she has anything to do with Cindy now. I'm kind of. I don't think she is.
I still think that she is. But maybe it's not as sinister as we're being led to believe. Like I said, maybe Cindy had an affair with her dad or something
I
like
mean,
that. Or
probably. I
maybe
don't
it is
know.
not Ford related. Because she did say that she's got a dodgy family when she first
She
came to
did,
join.
but it's just like she got confronted with enough stuff this week for her to at least sort of say something or react in a way that would suggest that she knew what anybody was actually talking about.
Yeah,
And she just
true, because she
didn't,
like Fords, what?
yeah, she just didn't seem to have a clue. So there is a part of me that sort of thinks that we've just been led up the garden path thinking that she was about Cindy. I think what they've actually done here is sort of made us realize, like, realize that, okay, so this girl that fits the description of everything we kind of know about Zoe's daughter has come in. Obviously, it's going to be really obvious that she's Zoe's daughter because we've just informed the audience that she exists. Then she's come in, so they're going to instantly be watching any new arrival like a hawk. So now what we're going to do is to make her think that it's actually something to do with another character altogether. And now they're turning that on its head again, and it will turn out to be she's Zoe's daughter.
So they've triple buffed us all along,
Yeah,
essentially.
I
Yeah,
think
no, I
so.
could also see that as well. In which case, we'd assume it's Anthony's kid, due to her heritage, like due to the fact that she's.
I mean, and then what the pictures are
Because Anthony somehow knows all of this.
have been sent to Jasmine. Like, this
Oh,
is
you
what your
think
mum
Jasmine's behind all the stalking as well, then?
maybe. And like, Anthony's been
Possibly.
sending her pictures to say this is what she looks like. This is what your mum looks like. And we
But would
just don't
Anthony and
know.
Jasmine know that? But then she was trying to kind of get to know Anthony. We were led to believe that was just to take his keys. But
No,
could
I
it have
mean,
been a bit of a.
but then what the hell was the whole breaking into the GP surgery thing all about? What was she
Well,
looking
we don't
for?
know whose records she was looking at, do we? Because she went on
No.
to look at someone's records. Maybe it was Zoe's to go, oh yeah, that is my date of birth. Oh, that's a
Maybe.
hospital I was born in.
Maybe.
But
Maybe.
then Zoe didn't have a record of it, did she? Because she didn't give a
No.
name.
No.
But she might have something else on there that she wanted to look at or something.
But then would she have been registered to the Walford GP surgery yet?
Oh well, that's a whole other.
That's a technicality, isn't it? That's a technicality. This is just
Yeah.
basically as soon as you
Come
step
on.
off the tube station in Walford, your records are there. Like, it's basically,
Yes, everything. You're registered,
yeah,
yeah.
everything, your PIN number, everything like
Yeah.
that, your fingerprints, everything, your criminal record, everything is just in the
You'll
computer
have a
somewhere.
password waiting for you in the top drawer of your desk as well,
Yeah,
whether you want it or
absolutely. Yeah,
not.
absolutely. Yeah, you won't know what the password's for, but keep it there. It'll come in useful at some point. There we go then. So, I mean, I've got to be honest, the whole Jasmine thing is intriguing me. I was enjoying the Jasmine stuff this week. It felt like it felt like the start of something quite sort of big.
I want to know now with Jasmine,
Yeah, so
but
do
it
I.
still doesn't feel
And I think they've paced
like
the
it's
Jasmine
too
stuff quite
slow either.
well.
Yeah, I feel
Yeah.
like it's paced quite well.
Yeah.
I'm still interested enough that
Yeah.
I'm not getting fed up with it like the Zoe
Yeah,
storyline, I'm sorry
exactly.
to say. Sorry if you are enjoying the Zoe storyline, but for me, the
Whoever you
pacing of
are.
it is
Yeah.
it's just dragging. Whereas this, we're getting enough little things. It's like a nice little mystery for us to have, isn't it? And I don't mind that it's that we still don't know enough about Jack, because I feel like we
And
do
then,
know enough about her, but we still
yeah.
don't know the full
And then if
story.
it turns out to be Zoe that she's after, it sort of answers a lot of questions in quite a quick succession, doesn't it? Which you can do quite cheerfully in the whole breadth of a single Christmas Day episode.
Exactly. Yeah.
We've
But
solved it,
where's the
Ray. We've
sun?
solved.
That's
But
the
where's the
next
sun? Who is the sun?
one.
Who is the sun? We shall see. Right, let's move on to arguably the biggest storyline of the week. And this was Lauren getting scammed. So, on to the final storyline of the week. And this was Lauren. It's the BBC scam week again. We had Jean getting scammed last
Of
year.
course it is. I heard this on
Yes.
radio the other day. I should have
Is this
known,
going to be an
right?
annual thing? Like, every time the BBC scam week comes around, a character on EastEnders is going to get scammed.
Well, sure. Why
It
wouldn't you tie
seems
it
that
in if you
way.
can? Why do they have a scam week anyway? Why
Oh, I don't
BBC
know.
decided to
It'll be a
go on scam
panorama
week?
watchdog thing. Is watchdog still
Ah,
going? I
yeah.
don't know.
Oh, there's that thing where Amanda Holden's done something, hasn't she? Some
It's
show
been
about it or
scamming people. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it
Scamander
did
Holden,
last.
I've seen people
Scamander
say.
Holden. Right, so interesting things being raised this week, Ree. I want to ask you something a little bit sensitive and see what you think of this scenario. So your beautiful daughter, she is born and she
I knew
has
you were going to
lost,
say this.
yeah, she's
Yeah,
lost
go
all
on.
her, and she's blind. Are
No.
you like feeling guilty about the fact that somebody could offer you some sort of treatment for it and you could potentially have that cured or at least made better in some way? And are you feeling bad about the fact that she would later on in life think, well, wasn't I perfect as I was?
It were, yeah, I understand the thinking in it and all of the
That
arguments that they had
must,
about it
yeah,
all this
that
week.
must be a parent thing because I didn't say, I could understand completely what you're saying, and I figured it must be a parent thing to sort of have that in their brain just to think
Oh,
that their child might think later
it's
on in life. But
at the best of times, you're constantly thinking, oh, when they grow older, will they think, oh, did I do this right? Did I fail them
yeah.
because I let them do this or whatever? So then it is one of those, isn't it? I can't comment wholeheartedly because I don't have a child with a disability. But if you did have a child with a disability, I understand the logic of I don't want them to feel like I was saying that there was something wrong with them that they needed fixing, and I would rather embrace their disability rather than treat it as something that they, in inverted commas, shouldn't have. So I actually
Yeah.
do understand that as well. Especially as well, I think maybe the point as well is more the fact that it's like an experimental thing. And then if it didn't work, then the kid grows up and goes, well, I'm fine. I'm fine the way that I am. I'm happy with how I am. So you didn't need to do that. Were you trying to fix something that didn't need fixing? Maybe that's what they're trying to think would
Yes, it's
maybe Jimmy
interesting because
think down the line.
it's interesting because I would be of the opinion as like so you helped me you made things
You
better
tried
for
to
me.
help.
Yeah, like I get it because you've got to frame it in a way that there is nothing wrong with him per se, but at the same time it's sort of like I just thought it was an interesting sort of mindset where I was sort of like I'm assuming that must be a parent thing that sort of would plague your mind at that point with that because.
I think as well in this particular instance, you've got Peter who has fully accepted and is embracing Jimmy's
Yeah.
disability. And then you've got Lauren who you have mum guilt at the best of times, let alone
Yeah.
the fact that she was more than likely the cause of his blindness. So
Apparently
she's
not, but
got
at the same
her.
time, it feels likely.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah, sorry. Apparently, yeah, but she'll still harbor that mum guilt. So
Yeah,
in
yeah,
her
yeah.
mind, she's trying to do everything that she deems that she can for her
Yeah, because she
child.
100% hasn't forgiven herself for everything that she
No.
apparently put her baby through while she
Yeah.
was pregnant. Sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think there's a bit of that as well with Lauren. So she's got
Yeah.
that ed added. Plus, then you've got, these people calling you up saying, I can cure this ailment that you try, not ailment, but you know what I mean, the disability.
This is an algorithm thing, right? Like this is one
Well,
of these
yeah, you'd
things.
think.
This
How
is one of
else have
those
they got
things.
targeted?
Yeah, this is one of these things where you realize your phones are listening to you because obviously they must talk
Everything.
about Jimmy's blindness quite a lot, so the phone has taken that and sent it
Or
out into
just
the ether.
Googling, like, tips on how to develop this skill with a child
Yeah,
with impaired
yeah.
eyesight. Oh, you've got a child with impaired eyesight. Ding, ding,
Yeah,
ding, ding, ding.
exactly. I mean, I get it and I can understand. The thing is, I think it must be the parent, the motherly guilt that kind of would push somebody like Lauren to be in this situation because on the face of it, you wouldn't think that Lauren would be the sort of person to be scammed by something like this. But
I think with this, the key thing in it is that she had the additional pressure of him saying, if you don't give us the money by the end of the day, you're going to go
yeah.
on a wait list for 2 years.
Which in itself is kind of
Red flag,
suspicious.
red flag,
Yeah,
red flag.
massively. And the fact that it costs 3.5 grand, which coincidentally is exactly the same amount as the charity for these bloody pub quizzes has brought to
I
them.
mean,
Exactly
if
the same
two plus
amount.
two equals four, why wouldn't you, eh,
That'll be
Lauren?
funny. They've raised 3.5 grand
I
from
thought
pub
that.
quizzes.
In
Pub quizzes,
it. They
3.5 grand.
were pushing everyone to keep putting in that bucket, but yeah, how many pub quizzes did they do?
Oh,
Three.
to the point where apparently there's a league. This was the final.
They did a few though, didn't they, to be
Oh,
fair? But
more than
yeah,
a
three and a
few.
half grand from people on Albert
There's not
Square.
many times, Rihanna, when I will watch something on TV
Yes,
and they will
Robert.
say, this is the final, and I will say the words, thank Christ for that out loud. I mean, even
I'm
Jimmy,
not minding it.
it was too much for poor Jimmy. He was like, no, screw this. I'm offing myself. Immediately reached for a
Did you
knife and
not
tried to off
think,
himself.
did you not think it were a bit inappropriate that a kid that age was sat in a pub full of everyone getting drunk at night time
I don't think they were
anyway?
getting
Let
drunk. They
alone
were
he's
playing a
sat
very
next to some big steak knife.
very intense. I mean, why is there a steak knife in the Vic? I mean, I know Zach works there now, and he's probably raised the quality of the Vic menu up quite a bit, but not to the point where they're serving filet mignon.
Oh, wow.
I
Have a
mean, oh,
filet
I.
mignon. Oh,
Oh,
wow.
yeah. I drop your
Pepperoni
steak. I
sauce.
drop your steak.
I'm a medium. I can't go medium
Are
rare. I'm
you? See,
medium. Yeah.
I'm not a big steak eater, right? This is completely
Yeah.
irrelevant. I am not a big
Go.
steak eater. I've sort of starting to try and maybe experiment into the world of steaks recently, and I may
After
be
being
venturing.
to your
Yeah.
Michelin place. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm sort of veering towards medium rare at this point, I think.
Yeah. See, for me, if medium's done right, it should be a little bit pink anyway. But I don't like it too pink. And a lot of places, if you're doing medium rare, it is too pink for me. But really, I'd like what some places would probably do as medium rare. Does that make sense?
It
Depends
does.
on where you're going.
Indeed, Rihanna.
So if in doubt, I go medium.
Fair enough. There we are then. Right, so
We digress, not like us.
no, she takes this charity money, and you can see it coming a mile off, can't you? Like, it's of course you can. Like, so this scammer is basically, she does
Dr.
everything
Adamson.
completely in the wrong order here, right? So she first of all,
The yes,
she
she
sends the
does.
money and then tries to ring the person. Like, you would ring the person first and then send the money, Reese. And then later on, after she's fairly sure that she's been scammed, she then goes to Anthony and goes, "Have you ever heard of a Dr. Adamson? This is like
Right.
doing this
I didn't
blindness
do that
thing."
before when
Anthony
she's
is
like,
like, yeah, and Anthony's like, "That's not a thing at
placing an eye
all.
retinue.
No one does that. We're not in Hogwarts. That's not a thing." So,
And then she starts trying to Google stuff as well. It's like, did you do this just before you like
refreshing
handed
the
over that
page as
money?
though the fifth time it will
Yeah.
suddenly appear in front of her. Like, yeah, so she's been scammed, and this Dr. Adamson bloke scammer person now has 3.5 of her grand of the charity's money, and she ain't getting that back. So, I mean, I get it, she would feel absolutely awful. I'm not quite sure whether it would result with you throwing up in the nearest sink. That was a bit
Then
melodramatic.
she threw up and she didn't like. I'm
And
not
clean it
being funny,
up.
sorry to be. Yeah, but like also like wipe your nose a little bit or your mouth because like
Streaming,
she
yeah.
was just like sick, not a spot on it. Oh, yeah, I'm fine,
And
Pete, but you're like just
Peter didn't comment
vomiting
at all that she
sink.
just vommed the
Yeah,
sink.
you're like, you're all right. Yeah, you sure? Anyway, Christmas market, should I take?
Didn't say I'll clean that up before you go. Like, that'd be great,
Where's
thanks.
bleach?
Yeah, exactly. And she goes to Ian. I feel like Ian's gonna sort this out, isn't he? Because
Yeah.
like he sort of left and was like, "I must." I mean, didn't tell her that that's what he was doing. He literally just
Yeah.
stood up and went, "I must need my am examining," and then just walked out of
Yeah.
the room and just left the house without
Yeah.
saying a single word. I get that she must feel bad about this, and I do think, to be fair, it is important to sort of remind us, especially in the world of AI, that scams are very easy and could happen to anybody.
Yeah, definitely. I think,
I feel
do you
like
know what it
you can't
is?
even trust reviews these days. Do you know what I mean?
No,
Like,
I agree with that. I agree that you can't trust reviews either. And I think as well, in Lauren's mind, she's probably just thinking, no one's gonna, there's no sicko out there who's gonna scam you over
oh, there's a
something like this to
sicko
do with
for
a
everything.
child's health.
No, there is
You
a
know what I
sicko
mean?
for
Because it is,
everything.
that is, it's an incredibly low thing to scam somebody over,
Yeah,
isn't
of course
it?
it is. Of course it
Like,
is. Yeah. And it's so weird that, like, the world of algorithms and everything, you can. That this can happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, what has happened to technology that's allowed this to get to this stage where it's really easy for some sicko to go to somehow find her who has a child who is blind and say, "Oh, yeah, I can fix that. Just send me 3.5 grand and he will see it. He will be cured." Do you know what I mean? Like, that's madness.
And like you say, with the world of AI, was that because she did actually speak to somebody on the phone, didn't she? And there was the man on the phone who was like describing to her what it all is. That would probably just AI, wouldn't it? That would
It could
probably
have
be an
been
AI
AI, or
voice,
it could have just been
a person,
some
yeah.
bloke in his 40s, like doing his ironing, like, "Oh yeah, no, I'll cure her," and they're like reading technical terms off you. Because Lauren's not gonna know, is she? All he needs to do is like read a list of like words that sound medical and put them in the right order, and
But
she'll
this
think
is
that he knows what he's
it.
on about.
She wouldn't know. So then you'd go Googling it before you want money over there,
Oh yeah,
wouldn't you?
you
Be like,
definitely
is this a
do.
thing?
Yeah,
Like, ask AI yourself. You know what I mean?
you can just
Mind you,
download ChatGPT and ask him.
could scam that.
I mean, if
And be
this is the thing,
like,
like, we're not ready for it. This is the thing. AI is
no, we're
building. I
not.
mean, I don't think AI was really mentioned at all this week, but it's sort of like it feels quite possible that the rise of scams is going to come across with AI, and that's going to be next year's scam, by the way, in EastEnders. It'll be something to
AI.
do with AI. Yeah, it will
Yeah,
do.
makes
Yeah,
sense.
and too right it should be, actually, to be fair, because it's just the world's going crazy with this sort of thing right now. But yeah, Lauren should have done a lot more research before she sent $3,500 over. I think that's pretty clear.
Yes,
Lesson
definitely.
learnt, Lauren, is it? Yeah, do we
Well, let's
think?
hope so.
You'd
She
hope so.
mentioned Jay had called her asking her to go and work at the car lot. I'm wondering if we're going to find something a bit more out about how they're going to write Jay out
I
soon,
mean,
by the
I
way.
feel like Jay is sort of, yeah, I know. I thought that this week, and I was sort of like, it feels like Jay's just going to be one of these faceless guys. The thing is about Jay is that he wasn't a huge character. It's not like we've missed him, is it? Really,
No, true.
you
He's
have.
not really had anything that major since Lola, has he,
No,
really?
exactly. So he's not. He fortunately
And
for the show,
Stinger.
yeah.
It's clipped what you said there.
Fortunately for the show, he wasn't a difficult character to sort of just make disappear, and it would be quite easy in one line to say, "Oh, Jay's not coming back," and then.
It would, but then you've got to think about Lexi as well, because actually
Yeah.
he made quite a commitment, so they've got to write that all of that in
Oh,
somehow.
it will literally be as easy as like Johnny and Callum having a conversation one day and saying, "Oh, well, Johnny's not coming. Jay's not coming back." Well, thank God you and Lexi are getting on marvelously again. Let's just do it that way, shall we? And
Yeah,
then
she can
that'll be
go
the
and
end of
visit
it.
him
Yeah, that'll
in
be it.
wherever he's gone,
Yeah,
Manchester or
whenever Lexi
whatever.
needs a break, she can go and see Jay. It'll be
Yeah,
fine.
true.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there you go. How's this scamming thing going to play out next week? I think Ian's just going to solve. It's going to just lend her the money, and then that'll be that, won't
Yeah.
it?
Ian will give it money, she'll give it to the charity, and then they'll have this little thing where he's got a secret over her, then she'll do something to piss him
I
off
don't
one
know it.
day.
I don't know if Ian will do that necessarily. I think it's more. I don't know. I don't think because I thought that Ian actually was really supportive this week. In the
So
end.
did I. So did I, but it's also Ian, isn't it? And him and Lauren are just so up and down that I can imagine if something happened down the line that he didn't like, he might hold it over her and go, oh, and just blurt it out to Peter one day, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
What, you
Peter's
think
just
he's
gonna.
not gonna, when it's just gonna be a
No,
secret
I don't
forever?
think it'll be a secret. I think Peter will find out next week, and because they need to sort of
Oh.
just tie up this whole thing that they
Yeah.
sort of created with, you know, thinking that there was something wrong with Jimmy, you know, and
Yeah.
that sort of interplay between them that needs to be ironed out, and then we'll never hear of it again, I would imagine.
Yeah, like you say, if it were just for BBC Scam Week as well, perhaps.
But it was an interesting little story this week. I thought that
Yeah.
actually, yeah, you could sort of roll your eyes of like, oh, it's scam week again, is it? But at the same time, like I say, scams are becoming more and more difficult to sort of see through these days. So I
Yeah.
feel like the more awareness around what they are actually capable of doing and what and how little attention or credence you should give to anything that sounds like this is a good idea.
And interesting showing Lauren, who's like, a bit of a younger character on the square, you'd think
Yeah.
might be a bit more savvy to this kind of
Yeah,
thing,
because it made
fell
sense with
victim.
Jean. You could see someone like Jean falling for a scam, totally. So it was interesting to sort of put Lauren into that sort of mode. So yeah. Yeah, I didn't mind it this week. I thought it was well done for what it was. Yeah, fair play. Gold star this week, Ree.
Well, funnily enough, even though I've kind of just said the opposite, I think I am going to give it to Ian because I think he helped Lauren out, actually. And
Yeah.
I think he is going to get her out of this pickle and give her the money to give to the charity. So, and I think he could have gone in and been very like, I told you so, I told you so. But he were actually quite understanding and supportive
Yeah.
and could see she was just doing what she thought was right in the moment. So, Ian.
Yeah. Fair play. Jasmine, I think for me.
Yeah, Jasmine,
Yeah,
I'm
I'm
going to give
intrigued by
one to
Jasmine.
you.
She does I'm intrigued to see where it goes with her. So there we go then. Ian and Jasmine for the gold stars this week. Let us know who your gold stars are going to, and let's finish the podcast as usual with some comments from you.
We've got a comment here from Marion McSaveni who says, could Jasmine be Paul's daughter and nothing to do with the Fords? That's why she stole Anthony's keys.
Well,
Interesting.
possibly. I mean, wasn't there something about Paul having a kid that he like abandoned
Yes.
or something just before he left?
In 2003, Rob,
Yes, Rihanna.
Paul Truman, if you can put your mind back that far,
Yes.
had a
I
baby
wasn't
appear on
born,
his
but
doorstep that was the result of him having a one-night stand, and he named it Eleanor. He struggled as a single parent, and then the one-night stand came back, who was called Amy, and took the daughter away. And we've not seen or heard from Eleanor slash Amber was her other name, since.
Could that daughter have been sent off somewhere else in the meantime and been called Jasmine by the
Well,
new
this is
adoptive
it, isn't it?
parents?
Could there have been other, could there have been other issues with this Amy parent, and then she's ended up going to somebody else? But so if you do the maths, this daughter of Paul's would be 22 if they were born in 2003.
That's a bit old for Jasmine, isn't it?
Do you think Jasmine, because we don't actually know how old she is, but
No.
like she'd be a bit old for Oscar, don't you think? If she
Yeah,
were 22.
because Oscar's only 17, isn't he? So
Yeah,
that makes sense
considering
too.
he's 17, that's
Mind
a
you.
bit of an age gap. Yeah, but at that age, that's quite a big
Yeah,
difference, isn't it?
yeah, yeah.
17 and 22.
I mean, it's possible. It is possible. And the idea that this, because presumably anybody that Paul went and had a one night stand with might not have come from, the best environment. So you can sort of
Background,
imagine,
potentially, yeah.
yeah, and you can sort of imagine a kid being sent away somewhere else, falling into other dodgy parents' hands. And if Jasmine's apparent dad is dodgy, there's a way they could get there with it, I suppose, isn't there?
Yeah, and it could explain why she did have a slight interest in Anthony at one point when she was trying to get the keys.
I'm also sort of reminded of that phone call that Anthony had in the cafe a few weeks back, where something dodgy was going on with him there. Like there was some secret that he was hiding. Do you remember
Oh,
that? Do you remember that? Like something
yeah.
there, and we kind of theorized, oh, is that Paul? Is Paul still alive? I have got it into,
Yeah.
I am sort of leaning towards Paul might be alive. I'm not going to lie to you.
And it could be then, and then this would fit with that, wouldn't it? That it was
Time
that
will
Jasmine is
tell.
Paul's son,
Time
perhaps.
will tell. Virginia Williamson has said Anthony could be rebounding from his wife. He's obviously not stable. All I was thinking when watching was Anthony, listen to your father and stepmother. His parents have sense. Zoe is unstable as well. One therapist from Arizona says half of a doo-doo sandwich and another half of a doo-doo sandwich makes a whole doo-doo sandwich. That couldn't be more true. Also, hopefully, Zoe was never his patient. If so, there is a major boundary violation. I'm not going to lie. I feel like Walford isn't the place to be complaining about major boundary violations.
Yeah, I don't think they've
They're
got many.
always crossing boundaries in Walford. It's one of the things that they do.
Yeah, true.
There is, yeah, something is going on with this ex-wife of Anthony's, isn't it?
Yeah, more than meets the eye with it all. Maybe he had an affair. I don't know.
I am struggling with the idea that Anthony is suddenly this moustache-twiddling villain who is stalking Zoe obsessively. There's something else going on.
Yeah, there's got to be, but then, like you say, with the photos that he had on his laptop, like why did he just? But he only had
Yeah.
three, in fairness. He only had three pictures on his laptop. Did he? Is that relevant,
Well,
or
three that
no?
we
He just got
saw.
more afterwards.
Three that we saw. And those three that we saw were clearly the same photos that Zoe got at the end of the week. So I don't know. I don't know. There's something.
Like I say, I think maybe he wasn't doing all the other stuff, and then he's just sent these photos because he's realised that this is a way of him staying closer to her. And she's the only person he trusts and all that. That's what
But
I think anyway.
are we leaning towards Jasmine? Going towards the Zoe stuff now, then I think.
I'm really not sure. I'm actually
Yeah.
not sure. Simon Paris says, I have a theory that the appearance of Jasmine's mother this week, played by an actress who looked so similar to Jasmine, was a trick to remove suspicion from Zoe being Jasmine's mother. I believe Jasmine is Zoe's stalker and was looking up Zoe on the medical centre computer. The only part I cannot explain is why Jasmine came and looked at Cindy in the hospital at the end of this episode.
See, I think that is more to do with, yeah, I'm the reason you're in here and I hope you're all right. See you later.
Yeah,
As
I think that.
it could or could be explained that way. Do you know what I mean? I feel like because of the fact that everybody immediately went to the idea of it being of it the falls this week, and Cindy even went to the trouble of ringing Mary, I feel like means that it's nothing to do with that. And I really got the vibe this week that actually she's got nothing to do with Cindy whatsoever.
And that she's just, like, say, been loving up, getting all the goss on a new boss with
Yeah,
Cindy.
which I think you
I do.
would.
I know what you mean, because if you're going to go down the Fords thing like they have this week, then surely now would be the time for you to just tie it up and go, yeah, she is
Yeah.
part of the Fords because they've all figured it out.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
now maybe, yeah, maybe then, maybe it is Zoe. After all that, when she first came on, wow, she'll have nothing to do with Zoe. That's too
I
obvious. Come
mean, you
on.
know, as much as the Zoe storyline's doing our head in at the minute, I do if it does turn out that she's to do with Zoe, I will say fair play. Like the triple bluff you did
Yeah, the
there
triple
was
bluff,
very
yeah.
well done because I didn't suspect it at all at one point.
I don't see the Zoe having the mystery kids and stuff bit. I'm not actually that fed up by, because we've not really heard much about that.
That's
It's
not been
just the
mentioned in
stalker
weeks, isn't it?
stuff.
Yeah.
No.
If there is a way that they're going to connect all of it together come
Yeah.
Christmas,
Yeah.
then I mean, there will not be any excuse for how long it's taken for us to get here and the sort of
No.
the repetitive nature of it
Yeah.
over weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
But if they can make all of it make sense in terms of like answering all the questions that they've sort of left hanging for months and sort of make everything make sense, then fair play.
Yeah.
But it's just taken us a bit too long to get there. I think it's my main complaint with it.
Yeah.
Gomar Joseph has said, I'm beginning to feel like it's a possibility that Jasmine is Zoe's stalker and that she feels the need for revenge because Zoe left her for dead. But again, that makes me question why Jasmine gave Elaine and Cindy false info. This is what I mean. There is so much we don't yet know about Jasmine. They have not shared any scenes really, though, either have they? Almost as though they are trying to keep them as separate as possible
Yeah.
in order to sort of double bluff us about it.
Yeah. There were literally that one scene, weren't there, when she when all Slaters
Brief
went in
thing,
drinking. And that's literally it, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, yeah, fair. It could be that now. It could be. But I hope if it is and that it's Jasmine who's been the stalker, come on. Get on
Well,
with it,
Christmas
Jasmine.
it'll be now. Christmas, you're
I
not
know
going to
it will
find out till
be.
Christmas. I mean, hey, it's been months and months. We might as well wait another couple of weeks until Christmas, and then it'll all
Sure.
be tied up, right?
Yeah.
That's it for this week, ladies and gents. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We love you as always. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can indeed.
Got there in end. I don't know why I
Well
went more
done.
Yorkshire to finish
You
that
did.
off,
You went
but
really,
it
really
worked.
Yorkshire there. Yeah, as you can tell when you're in
Hey,
a hurry. You go, what?
hey.
You go, you never, never. Thank you very much for watching, everybody. We will see you same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye.
Bye.